Thousands of Libyans trapped in Misrata as pro-Gaddafi forces fire on the city with rockets and heavy artillery. This doctor is treating evacuees in Benghazi.
So far we had like bullet injuries and like I talked to only one patient and he said he was like driving in his car and then a bomb exploded next to him and he had like an amputated leg.
The NATO airstrikes were meant to stop the shelling of Misrata, but that's not as simple as it seems. Here's Lieutenant General Charles Bouchard of Canada.
It's a knife fight in a phone booth, and it's very difficult to get in the middle of that.
NATO says Gaddafi's forces are hiding in hospitals and firing from the roofs of mosques, so maybe a knife fight in a phone booth would be easier to win. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 19th.
We're going to take a look at the humanitarian situation in Libya, but let's get a check of the morning's top news. One of the great fears of aging, Alzheimer's disease, gets a comprehensive new look today. For the first time in nearly 30 years, the National Institute on Aging will release new guidelines that divide the disease into three stages. A late phase where dementia has taken hold, what we understand as Alzheimer's disease traditionally, a middle stage with mild problems, and a new preliminary stage in which no symptoms are evident, but changes in the brain have already begun. About 5.5 million Americans suffer from late-stage Alzheimer's. Doctors hope the new guidelines will enable earlier treatment once that treatment is available.
Asian markets are plunging this morning after the Standard & Poor's credit agency downgraded the U.S. credit outlook from stable to negative yesterday. Republican House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says that's another reason to get the deficit under control.
My hope is that wake-up call will spur Washington into acting in a serious way.
The White House says it's confident Congress can come up with a deficit reduction plan. President Obama is holding a White House meeting on immigration reform today. The president tells WFAA in Dallas that an overhaul of the nation's immigration laws would take bipartisan effort.
The question is going to be, are we going to be able to find some Republicans who can partner with me and others to get this done once and for all instead of using it as a political football?
Law enforcement, congressional, and political leaders are expected to attend today's meeting.
In Libya, evacuations are underway from that besieged city of Misrata. This Jordanian doctor from the International Medical Corps is treating the wounded.
Situation, many patients have bullet injury, need for surgical operation and orthopedic operation.
The head of NATO's military operations in Libya says Muammar Gaddafi's forces are firing on civilians from the roofs of mosques in Misrata. We'll talk with an American who just fled the violence in that city in just a few minutes. In Syria, security forces opened fire this morning on protesters who took over a main square in the country's third largest city, and there are reports of casualties.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today about whether federal courts or the EPA have the authority to regulate climate change. The FAA has suspended another air traffic controller. Officials say the Cleveland controller was watching a movie while on the job. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has vetoed a bill that required presidential candidates to prove their citizenship in order to appear on the state's ballots. And this year's Pulitzer Prize winners have been announced. The Los Angeles Times won the Public Service Award. Our partner, the New York Times, won two prizes.
We've had them on our show.
We have.
As winners.
Yes.
As well as the next winner.
And Jennifer Egan,
that's
yes,
right,
took the fiction prize for her book, A Visit from the Goon Squad.
A great book, by the way.
Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures are flat. The Dow starts at 12,201. The S&P at 1,305. The NASDAQ will open at 27.35. Well, I don't know when was the last time you had pecans. I have pecans sprinkled on my salad for lunch today. But you may have noticed that the price of pecans is going up. Why? Turns out it is getting more and more popular in China. We're going to talk about what that means in a moment. And with all the human rights abuses going on, and we're going to hear about them, alleged abuses in Libya in a moment, what does that mean for the leaders if they face an international tribunal or justice in their own country? First, though, that voice of an American and Libyan citizen who fled her life from the violence in Misrata. That's in a moment.